Right, today we learned maybe a little bit of a complicated sugya, which may be why people stayed home. Shinai and Aleph, the dinim of how tumah travels. And this is not well known, even though it's halacha lemaisa for kayanim. Not only it's not well known, people chazer arayin, grubber to usim. People have very serious mistakes in this inyan as to how tumah travels. And in 1982, my grandmother, Leah Shalom, passed away in my parents' house. And there was a kayin in the house, in a different bedroom. And they did the wrong things, because nobody knew what to do. They told him, get out of the house quickly. And that was the wrong thing to do. He just should have stayed in bed all day. That would have been the right thing to do. So since then, I sort of, should be a slusfar in the shama, when I get an opportunity, I try to teach the halachas of Tumas Kayanim. So here we really have the opportunity, because Shinai and Aleph are these halachas.
I appreciate it.
And, what?
I appreciate it.
You appreciate it, okay. You're a kayin, very good. Okay. So I'm gonna try to give you the rundown of Hilchas Tumas Kayanim. And the fact that what all young people hear from the time they're elementary school is that Tumah is Metama under one gag, under one roof. And if there's a kayin in a building, if there's a mace in a building, a kayin has to leave. That's grub amaratus. It's a total foolishness. And we're going to learn why. Because it's not true that if there's a mace in a building, everything under the roof is tame. There are basically two ways that Tumah travel. One is here in Sif Aleph, and the other is in Sif Dalet. Let's learn the first part of Sif Aleph. Well, you see immediately that if somebody was to be in this room, I hate to talk about Mason in the buildings. I always talk about someone who hits his 120th birthday. That way it's not so bad, right? So let's say there would be a kayin in this room, and there would be a mace, somebody in the Beis Medrash upstairs. So the halacha would be that the kayin should just stay here until the mace is removed.
But he was here for Mishmar.
The mace was here for Mishmar. I'm sorry. There's some people look like it sometimes, but let's learn the beginning of Sif Aleph. And then we'll be ma'ayin.
As long as these doors are closed.
As long as doors are closed. That's what we have to learn. Also, l'kayin l'kaneis tachas oil, shameis tachtav. A kayin is not allowed to be in the same tent as a dead body. Afilu hu gadol harbe, even the Astrodome still exists. Even a gigantic building that has a roof. Vafilu lebayis acher, and even to be in a next door house, ayaliyah cheras, or upstairs, hapsuchin la'ise bayis, only us, if it's open, la'ise bayis, to that bayis where the mace is, b'nekev sheyesh bay tefach al tefach. There has to be an opening between the two rooms, and once there's an opening, bayis la'ise bayis ad oilam. It can travel even to 100 rooms, if they're all open. Now, the rest of the sif talks about how you seal the opening. First, let's talk about the opening.
Up and down or side by side?
As long as there's an opening, it doesn't matter if it's up and down or side by side. If there's an opening between two rooms, if you have a room and the doors are closed, then Tumah doesn't travel, except we're going to learn two ways that Tumah travels. But the first way Tumah travels is through a Peseach, an opening of a Tefach al Tefach. That means there has to be an opening between the two rooms. Typically, if you close two doors, the door is on both sides of the room, so then the Tumah has no way of entering. Now, there is an important exception that's brought here in the Pesachei Tshuva. It's brought also in the Taz. Pesachei Tshuva, though, brings up Bekitzur in Sifkatan Beis. And he says that the shear of Tefach al Tefach, which many people know from the last Sugi Masechta Shabbos, Teva Teva Kosav Aramba B'Tumas Meis Din Aleph B'Medivar B'Murim B'Asui L'Tashmish. That's if it's an opening that's made to transfer from one room to another. Avonekev Asui La'Ira. But if an opening is made for light, and not only for light, even for air, then the size is different. K'goy Shepsuach La'Avir,
or if it's open for La'ir, Shiurai Kapundian. The shear is the size of a coin, the Isra coin.
Now I'm not sure how big a pundian is. If you go to the Living Torah Museum, I think they have an Isra is a pundian. They have a coin. Who knows? We could pass in halachis from what you see in the museum. But it's apparently a significant coin. It's going to be much less than a tefah. So what we're saying is, if the opening is made for transfer, obviously people, most of us, don't fit through a tefach al tefach, but it made to tray to hand things through the window.
Like a bank teller.
Okay, bank tellers are smaller, but if it's a tefach al tefach, then it transfers. If it's made for air or for light, then it doesn't transfer. Now, so we have to talk about that. Now, the Taz Aleph brings an important rule. The beginning of Taz Aleph, Pirish Bebaki Mechad, the shear of tefach tefach is only if it's in one spot. There are many small holes that combine to the shear. This means something like a screen. Whatever the gator, some lattice work. The size of a drill hole, which is really an iser. So a screen blocks tumah. A screen, even though it's mostly air, but there's no one hole that's the size of a pundian, certainly not tefach al tefach, and therefore a screen would successfully block the tumah. So again, tumah doesn't go from one place to another if there's nothing open. So as I said, if there's a mace on one floor of a building, an apartment house, there's a mace and there's a kain in his apartment, it's no problem, just keep your apartment door closed and you stay there for the entire time that the mace is there until they remove the mace, and there's no problem.
What makes a wall for sukkah, you know, we say good asid, that doesn't help the tumah.
It has to be tefach al tefach, right? If an opening of tefach al tefach is always locked, so obviously it doesn't help.
In a hospital, if they close the door where there was
I'm going to talk about the hospital in a moment, but there is a second rule. The first rule is tefach al tefach or malei iser. There's a Gemara Chulin that talks about it by Evo Treifus, whether it's the area of tefach al tefach or not. I think the halach is tefach al tefach. Gemara seems to be toilef, many holes of mitzarif to this shayla. So we're going to discuss that. We'll discuss that. You're right.
But you said the you.
What?
No one uses under the door.
That's true. No, you don't have to use it.
You said the tefach tefach to make
no, no. It means lafuke if it's made la'avir al-oira.
You said it's the same in the room, or you could just lock up the mason.
Oh, so that's why I have to get this second in. There's a second halacha, which Rashi in Beya and Daf Yud says is halacha Moshe Mesinai, and Rashi in Beya, I think the second one is Chafei, says it's the Drabanan. So we're going to talk about it later, the source. But there's a din of Saif Tumolotzeis, which is a halacha that if a mace is in a room and there's a door through which the mace will be removed, the mace is not staying in the base medrash forever, he's going to be removed for burial. Any door that Saif Tumolot says, even if it's closed, is ki'ilu, it's pasuach. In other words, if you have a mace in the main base medrash in this building, and you have a kayin down here, so the kayin closes these doors, he's good. He'll say, lock up the mace, and let me get out. Lock the doors by the mace, and I'll run out the front entrance. So that would depend on what the plan is, how the mace is removed. If the plan is to remove the mace through the front entrance, so even if you close the door, it's as if it's open. If they want to remove the mace through the main entrance, so the person got to the back entrance. Then that's fine. Wherever the mace will be removed from is good. Now that's why in an apartment house, for example, if there's a mace in an apartment, and there's a kohen in his apartment, we tell him, stay in your apartment. Why don't we say lock the mace in his apartment and let the kohen scoot out through the lobby? They may take out the mace through the lobby. And if you take out the mace through the lobby, all the doors to the lobby are as if they're open. So the tumah already travels. So therefore, there is an issue with going into these areas where it's Saif Tuma Lotzeis, and that is an important halacha. There's an early tshuva from one of the early Achrayim, how you're allowed to go, how's a Kayit allowed to go, let's say, on the Verzano Bridge. He passes under the girders that hold the bridge, that's a tefach wide. There's a mace in Brooklyn that's going to be taken out to Staten Island for burial. Why do you say Saif Tuma Lotzeis? As if the mace is there. You can never go on the bridge. So the answer is that Saif Tuma Lotzeis only works in a continuous aisle. The fact that he will be taken to the battery tunnel, but he's not there now, there's no din of Saif Tuma Lotzeis. Saif Tuma Lotzeis is not a din in a roof, it's a din in a door. That the door is as if it's open.
There were workers who were killed building it, I think they never got out, so they're still there.
Say that again?
I think there were workers on the bridge who were
that died?
Yeah, and they couldn't get them out.
Out of what? Out of cement?
Probably.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They're still buried in the cement? Really? Their bodies in the cement? Wow. You know they're Jewish?
That's the thing. Maybe
it's wow. Never heard of that. Okay. So I said Rashi, I think in Daf Yud says Selach Shem Sinai, and on the side they tell you to look at the Rashi later, and both in Deya, who seems to say Durabana, so we'll get, the Shinai in Beis, we'll get to whether it's the Rashi or Durabana.
And it won't make a difference to the front door, because his apartment door will be open, and he's going to go out the hall, and he's going to go out the stairs, and he's going to go... So
that's right. Everything, or the whole hallways, all the hallways are Tamei, because it's as if the door to the apartment is open. So these are the two dinim. It's only these two dinim. Pesuach tefach, or balei bekadeach, size of iser itliki, or a pundian, or the size of a, or the din of Saif Tuma Lotzeis.
There are several ways to go.
So the Gemara talks about it. Machleks b'shamei b'silo. And afyud, it's a brisa. It says there's a base in a house, and the house has multiple doors. And in the doorway of the door, they are kelim. Are they tamei? So if you decide to take the mace out through one room, through one door, so that one's tamei, the rest are tar. What about, you to make a decision how the mace is being taken out. It doesn't happen every day that mace is about taken out. In a hospital, they know how they're taking him out. In a building,
which one was this?
They don't know. Be'ed afyud. So the Gemara is toiled in Breira. In the Machlaikis, if you say Yesh Breira. If later, when you take him out of a door, whether you say Lamafreya, it's Nizgala that the plan was always to take him out of that door. Beshame also you don't say Breira. Beshame says everything in all the doorways are Tamei until you decide which door. Now Lamaisa, you should decide. If you have a Kayan in a building, make a decision. And finished.
Is that why that's the Raisa? You go to the point by Yeshbera and Breira.
Rabbi Shia, it's a raya. The Gemara there doesn't bring Rabbi. Rabbi Shia says Yesh Brei Rabbi by Dairaisa and Ein Brei Rabbi Darabana. The Gemara there that doesn't bring that. That's a sort of a pshara between the man and the yom. Beshame always holds Ein Brei, and in Beisil there's a machlekes if he holds Yesh Brei. So you're right. If Rabbi Shia would say it would be a raya that it's a Dairaisa, well, that it's a Darabana if you hold Ein Brei. If you hold Yesh Brei, which is a kula, then it's but at any rate, these are the two deem. This is the whole deem of traveling to me. You would think every Kayin at least should know it. Really, we should all know it. Mashiach is going to come. Hilchas Tumah is going to be Nagaya to us. But not well known, because in general, Hilchas Tumah is Hilchas Ala Mashiach, except for Kayinim. And therefore, it's not a well-known din. And as I said, most of the time, if there's a mace in the building, the Kayin should just stay put. If he's in a room, he should just stay in the room. Kayin who goes to a hospital because we go in mitam safik, when he's in a room visiting somebody, if the door's closed, it's the best thing. Because even if there'll be a mace, he'll die in the building, in the floor, from a different floor. They don't take mace from one floor to another in a hospital. They generally they don't transport mace in a hospital through the front door. They're very bad for the mood of the people coming in. They usually take them out through the service exit. And therefore, most mace, we're going to talk about it later, most areas in a hospital are really okay for kayanim. Now, there is in Shari Tzedek, hospital, maybe in other hospitals, they have a wing that's kayin permitted. How do they have a wing? They have special doors between that wing and the other wings of the hospital. So everyone assumes special doors means they're hermetically sealed in a way that tumah can't seep through. That's not really what it is. Really, the hallway that connects this wing to the other wing has two doors that electronically are designed that they can't both open simultaneously. So a person walks, the door slides open, he walks down the corridor. When he gets to the other end of the corridor, that door won't open unless the other door is closed. So it's a double door, like in the Diamond District. So as long as one door is always closed, the tumah doesn't get in. Now people ask me always, isn't it like smoke? One door opens, the smoke gets in. Close the door, you open the other door, smoke gets out. So I guess it's not like smoke, you know. Tumah only travels when it's consistently open. Whose idea was this double door? It was Noidi Behuda's idea, Pesachei Tshuva Tes. He says, for Kainim, you can make double doors. Pesachei Tshuva Tes, he brings this idea that you make a double door and the Kainim can do it. And there's no problem.
Smoke sounds funny, but it was like smoke. Unless you're in a room and it was open, and then the tumah got in, and then even closing the door won't help
me. So it's a riot, it's not like smoke, I guess.
It must be, right?
It's like light, not like very good.
It's like electricity, once it stops. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's like tumah. It only goes, we have all of you seen that it goes. So at any rate, this is the ABC, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you have the whole ABC of the way tumah travels. And now we have the pratim of the halacha that we still have to learn, the many pratim. And anyway, this is the basic rule. Okay, now, you have a situation, you have a mace in one room, and you have a people in the other room, you want to seal the entrance between the two rooms. So Sif Aleph talks about how to seal the entrance, it gives us a few rules. The second half of, that's the fifth line of Shinayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, Im Sasam HaNekev. If you seal the hole, the opening between the two rooms, Muto Loili Kodes Labayis Acher Shes Labayis Acher, he can go to the second room, Shestima Chaitzetzes, because if you seal the opening, then that is an adequate Chatzitza. Afilu Loi Bitlayli Yeshamay Lomis, even though you didn't warm a vatel it forever, whatever you're sealing it, you put some bricks into the opening. You want the window. It's a window between two rooms. It's something you pass things from one room to another. But now you took some bricks, you didn't cement it, you just put some bricks or a piece of wood and blocked up the window. Even, it's not botuli shamay lamis, it blocks it. Hani mili, shesosam kol hanekev. That's if it's entirely sealed. If all you did was make the opening smaller than the size through which tumah travels, then if it's a permanent seal, it's mamayit. So basically, to seal an entranceway, you have to seal it completely. You have to seal it entirely, and then it works. So the temporary works only if it's a complete seal or partial if it's permanent. Now, as you know, all doors have openings on the bottom. All doors, if a door wouldn't be open on the bottom, it would rub against the floor when you open it. They all have openings. Yeah, we are going to learn the big discussion about doors. Doors, we assume, are chaitzes in the atoma. A door is only a temporary blockage. So it doesn't block it entirely. Why does it work? So my assumption is that a door is called a permanent. It's a permanent fixture. And it's open for people to come in and out. But apparently that's adequate. Because the place can all talk about the Lasayim. And you'd like it to be there, although it's not permanent. The Gemara says if it's not permanent, it has to be completely sealed.
But if you're not taking it out, it's permanent. You're going to leave it there forever. Okay.
If you consider a door permanent. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can argue that a door is not permanent because it opens, it closes, it opens, it closes. But the truth is, we find in Hilchis Mechitza on Shabbos that a door is a mechitza. People very often ask, they have a gate, let's say at the head of their driveway, and does the gate have to be closed for it to be a mechitza on Shabbos? So most Paiskim, with the exception of Chazon Ish, most Paiskim assume that if a door can be open, a gate can be open, as long as it opens and closes, it's a sufficient door. The Chazon Ish says it has to have a tzuras haPesach. You can open and close it, but I think most places can them on that way. And a door is a permanent closure that's made to open and close.
Sliding partition, is that like a door?
My understanding is if it's made to open and close, that's permanent. Not my understanding. I'm saying it's based. We're going to have now with this long taz. We're going to talk about doors, and everyone assumes that a door is a chatzitza. Even though if it's temporary, it can't leave any opening at all. And every door has an opening on bottom. The sliding ones don't have openings on bottom. But they're talking about regular doors, as far as we see. Now, there's an important Ramah. The Chol Davar HaMekabel Tumah Eina Chaitzis Mivnei HaTumah. Very important rule. Any of this, Mekabel Tumah is not a chatzitza. Like Mikri Stima B'Chaloin Elam Ken Yochalami B'Loi Smicha. Also, if a person has to hold it there in order for it to stay sealed, it's a kayin. So quickly, you take a board, you block up a window, and you hold your hand there to hold it in place. That's not called sealing the window. If a human being has to hold it in place, that's tzed yachalabi b'lismicha, and therefore that does not count. So at any rate, so these are the rules for stima. Probably the most important rule is the Ramah's rule. Let's talk about some applications of this. An airplane. There's a mace. Generally, the mace are in the cargo hold. They don't give them regular seats. And there's no opening between the cargo hold and the passenger compartment.
Economy.
And there's no opening between the cargo hold and the passenger compartment. So why isn't the floor of the airplane a chatzitza from the mace to the passenger compartment? So Ramesha writes that the metal floor of the plane is a dover amakabel tuma. And called dover amakabel tuma in a chatzitza from the atoma. An airplane is made out of metal. It's a metal keli. A keli, no matter how big, is a metal keli. And therefore, it's makabel tuma itself. Now that's besides a second consideration of oil zaruk, which I'll talk about in a little while.
But
so there are arguments that were made. Rabbi Moshe's son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, argued that there is that the insulation between the cargo hold and the main chamber is all artificial. It's a plastic-like material. The insulation should be a chatzitza. I mentioned to you in the past, Ramesha, most places can hold plastics are not makabel tuma. That all man-made material that's all in the last 130 years that we discovered how to make plastics. There's no Mishnah, right? The Gemara talks about kli cheres, it talks about kli eitz, it talks about, right, in Kalim, there's a perek called Kli Matris, a perek called Kli Schuchis, a perek called Kli Everything. There's no Kli Plastic in the whole Masechta, because they didn't see plastic till Leo Bakerland came along. The least famous great person of the previous century, he invented plastics. Nobody ever heard of him. But anyway, I'll get to it, so a second. My point, though, is if plastic is not makabel tuma, so Rabbi Tendler argued that the insulation should be a chatzitza, but later I don't know if he himself retracted on that, but the insulation only runs from spine to spine. The insulation runs, like you put insulation in a wall, when you have the beams, it runs from beam to beam. The beam itself is still metal, and therefore the chatzitza is not an adequate chatzitza, because there's still a tefach at the place of where the beams are. And therefore, it's a problem. So anyway, but my point, though, is This is an example of kol davar hamakabel tuma is einay chaitzis from nei tuma. So this makabel tuma can't be a chatzitza for tuma. And what?
The carpet of the plane.
The problem is the carpet is not everywhere. There are also openings where the walls or anything is anchored. That it's
bolt,
what?
They bolt the seat to the floor, not the carpet.
To the floor, okay.
And then the metal of the bolt, that's the metal of the seat.
Yeah,
the
okay. On the floor. It's always, the problem is always with the openings in between them.
So it's a problem for a
What?
Problem.
That's what, well, kind of unknown not to travel in an airplane where there's a maze unless there's some special accommodation that's made. The special boxes that they have for the mason. People here, they have special boxes for the mason that doesn't travel. If anybody ever sees it, they're very disappointed. They think this must be a heavy metal box. It's really not. It's really a plastic cardboard. It's an artificial cardboard box. Very cheap cardboard. And it's made that the mace goes in and has an oil tefach above it, so it's chaitzis b'nei atoma. And that's the box in which the mace goes. And many paiskim hold that's enough for a kayin. To travel in the airplane. The El Al uses these boxes. There is a Ha'ara from Shlomo Zalman that says not to rely on them, which hopefully we'll get to as well. But the basic idea is the same idea, that you create a chatzitza, and once you have a chatzitza, that blocks the tumah from travel. Now, this is the basic idea of kol davar hamekabel tumah in a chaitzim de'a tumah, but otherwise a chatzitza is good. If you had a hole in the wall and you wanted to take off your coat and block up the hole with your coat, it wouldn't work, because a coat is a davar hamekabel tumah. And kol davar hamekabel tumah is in a chaitzim de'a tumah. You would have to take something else. What would you take? Pshute kliyetz. Pshute kliyetz is not mekabel tumah in a tayra. There's a problem that pshute kliyetz is mekabel tumah in a drabanan. And the Chochmas Adam, the Chazan has din a kabbalas tumah simin kuf nun tes. And he writes that the Lashon Mishnah is pshute kliyetz a rochiv ktsas. Pshute kliyetz that could be used to put things on as opposed to a 2x4. Pshute kliyetz, he says, can't be used to be chaitzim nea tumah. Today, the easiest thing to be used would be plastic or bricks, polyester or something of the like, to be chaitzitz.
If you can't nail a board in, then why can't you nail a door up? Use the door. The door is the same piece of wood as the board.
The chubal karak is not a kabbalah.
So you're screwing into the building somehow. You're not just gravitating it up there.
Okay. Let's see. There's a taz. There's a long taz here that discusses doors. The Taz starts in the second very wide line in our prints. Who knows where in Mark's print? It says Umaisa Shahaya in bold letters. It's about between five and ten lines into Taz Gimel. Taz Gimel. You see Maisa Shahaya? There's a little asterisk there.
10 or 15 lines.
Yeah, so about 7 lines down. So he brings a Maisa Shahaya, and this Taz. The Taz has the style of putting in an arichus. That's not a pirish on the Shulchan Aruch, a Maisa Shahaya. So listen to this. Maisa Shahaya betuma, shayse babayi samuch lebeis haknesses. There's a shul, in the connected building to the shul, there was a dead body. Boifit shayse dechnesses, derech haloin beis haknesses shal noshim. So, imagine Ezra's noshim. And it has a window that opens from the Ezus Noshim. It's not a balcony, which has a wide opening. It's right next door, and they have a window so that the women could hear or see through the window. So the tumah now travels into the shul from the Ezus Noshim. You don't have to worry. No women are coming that Shabbos when there's a mace there. V'tziva moira echot. So the Rav in shul paskin, listay machaloin, to seal the window. They have a curtain there all the time. And Shulat Sneas. If there's Eifruf, so they part the curtain and they watch the chasn, they throw bags. In a time when they're not interested in looking, so the curtain is closed. So the Rav said, no big deal. Just close the curtain. And then the kainim could come into the into the Beis HaMedrash proper. The Omarti, says the Taz, Shatah HaMoira. This Pesach made a mistake. Why? He has two reasons. First of all, Behed Yabida Mestisin, says the Farish in the Mishnah, the Perichas Da'ayalist, decided Umachtzela Sa'isuyin Ka'ayalim Chaitzim Ne'atuma. A curtain that has a roof part to it, that has a part that's an oil, is a chatzitza. Avalim ain't a suyim kayalim. They're not made with a roof, ain't chaitzitz. Just a curtain, a partition type curtain is not a chatzitza. Because the Shomar Rash, Koshuasi, Kayal, Chaitzitz, Avagavda, Makabal Tumma. Even though curtains are Makabal Tumma, they're not chaitzitz. If they're made like an oil, they are. It may not be a kayal, ain't a chaitzitz. We'll be a barab perikin gimel to his base. If it's just a pulled curtain, there's no real wall. And there's no shipua kayalim. Akalashayim, what in can, shayin can, elestima, al chalayim, vele kaisel, vele ayal. That's taina number one. A curtain is not a chatzitza. Why? Learn off his tumah, as I state. Vesu, now the second reason is the more important one for us. The oisai paroiches toli betabasha barzel. The curtains are hanging on metal rings. Nimsa ha-barzel oise ha-kiyum. What makes them stand? The curtain can't stay by itself. It needs the ring. Just like I told you, if you have a human being holding the wooden board in place, it doesn't work. Here too, the curtain holds it in place. I've had your concept of a Rambam, etc. That if it's supported by something metal, bang, it's no good. Now listen to this. Every door stands on hinges, on screws. Umelikos of a Rambam perikut chesed tumas meis imhigif eches adelas v'samchei b'mavteach. If someone closes a door with a bolt, potentially a tamis habayis, so that it should block the tuma. Chinam haya adam b'fnim ay b'chutz saim eches adelas. Or if a person's holding this door up, imyachal adelas lavi b'fnei yatz maya bayis tar. If the door could stand on its own, it's good. Because the Adam and the Kalim are what's blocking the Tumah of Adam and Kalim, Avinas and Tumah. So it's Mekabel Tumah and Chaitzitz. See, here we have a major discussion. Curtains don't block Tumah. We could live with that. But if the curtain is held up by metal, or the door is held up by metal, it's also not Chaitzitz and Ne'atumah. Now this potentially causes problems. But it's held up by hinges. It's held up by locks. Even a door with a handle, the handle itself is an attached hinge. That's all the handle is. The handle on the bolt that goes into the hole, also metal contraptions that are made to hold the door in place. So the Taz here has a chiddush gadol. The Taz holds that doors are problems because they're held up by their metal contraptions that hold them up. Bang! It makes it no good. Now we have a big problem.
The door won't help now.
A door won't help. So the Achrayim, primarily the Nekudas HaKesef, which is the Shach, and the Nadi Yehuda, go to town on this Taz. And they have a number of tainas. Really, the strongest taina is that the hinges are mechubal karka. They themselves, sometimes mechubal karka is not mekabel tumah. Now, the Yehuda says, if you have something that wasn't made to be mechubal karka, you're trying to create a contraption to hold it in place. It's true. If you take a metal keli and you use it temporarily to hold the door in place, maybe you're right. Even the rings. If the rings were not made to be mechubar, maybe you're right. But our hinges and our bolts and our locks are all made to be mechubar l'karka. So say it's made to be mechubar l'karka is not mekabel tumah. The whole Taz's taina falls away. The second taina is that who says the door can't stand by itself? If you push a door in place, it could stand. You need the hinges for it to swing open and closed. Now, it depends, obviously. Some doors are tight-fitting, and they'll fit. And some doors are loose-fitting, and they won't fit. But if you stood up a piece of wood against the doorway, it would also block the tumah.
So these are the complaints that they have against this Taz. And not only that, the Dukus HaKesef here, as long as the Dukus HaKesef says, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam's lashon is that if the door can't stand without being held up by the person. Dukus HaKesef, which is printed on the next page, to read the whole thing is a very long Dukus HaKesef. In our print, at the end of the narrow lines, the last seven or eight narrow lines, he says, Adarabba, Mukhmi Dibre Rambam, Elu, even if the door couldn't stand without the lock, he says a doorway that could stay closed with its metal contraption is perfectly good. The metal contraptions themselves are mechubal karka, and it doesn't need the person. The person has to push it shut, but once it pushes it shut, it remains closed. Like Yehuda has an arichus, the same thing in Pesach Tshuva Tes, which I hope to get to still. When he talks about the double doors, we'll get to it later in Sifdalet. But anyway, what comes out from this Taz is that it's all, I guess, theoretical. It's not halacha lemaisa, because halacha lemaisa were meikel. That doors are good, and every one of the achrayim that I've seen, they all talk about the Taz, but they all end up rejecting the Taz. And Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has these dinim in the Siman Reish Beis. Siv Zayin, he says that Skiras Hadelas helps. He says there's a pshitas that closing the door helps. And therefore, we basically have learned this sif. The curtain, probably, yeah, I guess he agrees. I don't see that the argument on the curtain part, but this is what they're saying. So basically, we've learned the rules in a very short period of time. Hilchos Tumah is gigantic, but everything you need to know for Kayin, basically, we've covered. We haven't talked about Sveikis. Hospitals are shalos of Sveikis. We'll talk about Sveikis, it's really Shinayim Beis. If you say here, Safik Tumah, Bishlus Rab and Tar, how these rules work. But the basic rules are here. I'd like to read a Mishnah Berurah to you. I didn't look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is, but this Mishnah Berurah to me is a Pella Gadol.
He was a Kayin.
And he was a Kayin. He definitely knew Simon Shinayim Beis. And here in Hilchos Duchening, he talks about the following. This is Kuf Chav Ches Sif Ches. Everyone seems to be talking about Mesim in the Loyaleno, but in the Beis Medrash. Kosu Apayskim. The Sias Kapayim ain't Doche Issa Tumas Kayanim. That you can't bring a Kayan into a room to Duchen if there's a mace there. Vatam, Kieshba, Asay Valaisase. Say, Asay Doche Laisase. Duchening, if you hold to the Raisa, this man has a mitzvah say. Tumas Kayanim is a Laisase. So Chavetz Chaim says, no. Kayan is an Asay Valaisase. It's Lenefesh Lo Yitamba Ba'amav and Kedoshim Yu. It's an Asay and a Laisase. And therefore, a kohen is not permitted to go to duchen in a place where there's a mace. Lechein.
Don't they say kohenim is three
bucks? Lechein. Afilu mace pisayim. Even if somebody suddenly died. Ach shekfar omar shatz kohenim. Very interesting time to die. The kohen, he said kohenim, and the fellow died. The kohenim are standing there. The hands are stretched out already, ready to make the bracha. So chal aleihem a mitzvah to say the Sias Kapayim. That a mitzvah to duchen is chal, right? If you call the kayin to give a bracha, then it's chal. Afilo hachi. Tzrichin lotzeis tekef, they have to leave hachutza, they got to get right out of the room. There's a mace in the room. They have to run right out. Vim a kayin any adayim, he said. The kayin has a talis over his head. He doesn't know somebody died. Sorach lahagin lo, you got to tell him. Can't let him be tame. Miu. Miu. Here's the big miu. Miu imatuma babaisa samuch lebeisaknesses. If the tuma is in the next room, the efshu listaim hapsachim vachaloina shall beisaknesses. And it's possible to seal the doors or windows. Or shall baishamesham. Or the place where the mace is, you can block up the door. They talk about pushing the arid against the door. If you pick up a table and you lean it on the door, let's say the table is a bad example, it's almost plastic, yeah. If you block the entrance, you have to go out. Now this is where it bothers me. Ain't sarach lotzeis, at sheyigmar nesias kapayim. Nesias kapayim did Torah. Toba kazu, ain't the elamid rabbanim. I don't know what he's talking about. It says if you block the door, you block the entranceways, the doorways, then you're good. Because this tum is only a drabanan. And the tum is, and duchening is a deraisa. So deraisa is daicha drabanan. Doesn't make any sense. It's not true. If you block it, then it's not a drabanan. It's mutlachatchila. It's mutlachatchila. It could be they even just eat kugel. You don't have to do it for duchening. Most people never learn Hilchos Tumas Kayim, but they read it, so it sounds good, but it's wrong. The way it's printed here is just totally not correct. I don't know what he means, but the application here is wrong.
100% okay.
The application here, once it's blocked, it's Mutlachat Chila. It says here it's Mutlachat Chila, we just learned to sift. Who cares? Who cares? It's blocked off. What's the difference? That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
You can wait a few minutes. No. After that day. But you have to do it on that day. Lay solid. Kafar tikvarenu bayayimahu. You know, it's... I got news for you. In Chutzlaris, when we're duchening, it's usually Yom Tov.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
5-7 Kaddish in the shul, they're going
to take it. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, all the Eitzes are good Eitzes, but the Mishnah Berurah. So I once mentioned this in a Navi Shem many years ago. That makes sense to me. Someone wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky. They got a 3-word answer back. No one can figure out what he means. I'm sure it's right. But we passed it around. Nobody could figure. I think it went to Rabbeim, the yeshiva. No one could figure out what he means. He taken to the Makar, the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam says, I wrote about it in a Chochmas Adam. Sent you to Chochmas Adam. In Chochmas Adam, he says, like I'm saying. He doesn't say like the Mishnah Berurah says. He says that if you block off the door, the Kohen can stay there l'chatchila. He doesn't say it's a drabanan deraisa. It's a dava pella. But the Chayei Adam says, well, like I said, not like Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, my Makar is the Chayei Adam, but he's not writing what the Chayei Adam says. I would say that miu, change one word. Imatuma babayis esauch lebeis haknesses, says the efshalistem apsachim. I would say, imatuma beis haknesses, the efshalistem apsachim, if it's in another room, and it's not possible to say, vashal beis haknesses, shabayis shamesham, it's our chlotzes. Why? There's a shach's shita later, that tuma from room to room is a drabanan, you started saying. Then all tumas ayelim from room to room, ched al ched, is always a drabban. Now, if that chayyad the paskin is that way, chayyad the paskin is that way. The chayyad says that from room to room is a drabbanan, and therefore, if you can't lock the doors, so it's all everything is fine. You can duch it and then run out. So just change it the efshir. Now, why not? Because he says his makar, he says chayyad, but then he says. It's a kodesh, it's chayi adam. Then he says, Primagadim, Taka says, like the Mishnah Berurah says. He doesn't say what I'm saying now. Primagadim says, you have to block the window. You have to block the door. Chayi adam says, if you don't block the door, you say, Bechad the Shach, it's a drabanan, let them duchen and then leave. It's a mess. The whole thing is, it's a very unclear.
The Dishah brings down the Shach.
That what? But does he explain the Mishnah Berurah?
Why it's a
drabbanan, you're in the shock that it's a drabbanan from
Chedol. Okay.
Kivishakai, this is Bechad Shabes Asad Latzi's Derech Sham. How do you know it's talking that the mace is going to go out Derech Sham?
Through that window, that little hole.
Kagash Bechad Shabes Asad Latzi's Derech Sham.
He's
saying, it's
a
drabbanan.
Makes it a drabbanan, is what he says.
Oh, so he says it means. You're blocking the door, but it's safe to Malotze, so that makes it a drabanan. All right, wait, but the Chayyad, I don't think the Chayyad says that. Okay. You see, he's stuck. He's saying, Mishnah Berurah means in a case where
you're blocking it up, but you're going to have to open it to get the mace out. Alright, there's still such a case, I understand. Okay, at any rate, this is the Mishnah Berurah. I told you, Stira Rashi Daf Yud and Rashi Daf Chafei, I think it is, in Beya. He checks to a Shach Shinayim Beis. It says, Shach Shinayim Beis is Ched Olched, is always a Drabon. It's a Shach Shita. Bogan Avram argues, which hopefully we'll get to. So we learned Sif Aleph, the way Tumah travels, except for this confusing Mishnah Berurah, we basically have, I think, very clear, very few machlaikes in here, except for this Taz, very few, and they come out, no machlaikes la halacha. The way Tumah travels, everything is clear. Learn Shach Aleph opens up a new topic.
Why is it that something that's
tummy,
it's not
chaytzitz?
Why is that?
Kol dover avakabel tumah is not chaytzitz, because in itself becomes tummy. How could a black tumah? Dover avakabel tumah can't be chaytzitz.
So it's like it's not there. So it's like it's not in the aperture, right?
Right. Shach Aleph talks about pregnancy, about a kayin whose wife is carrying a child. You need to know that by Tumas Kayanim, there's a Din Dairaisa Lahazir Gedoilim Alaktanim. We'll say, Dabrel Ben Yisrael Amor Lahem, it says a double Lashon of Amira. Emor Vamarta. Emor El Bnei Aharim, sorry. Emor El Bnei Aharim Vamarta Alayim. So Lahazir Gedoilim Alaktanim. There's an Isser to cause a Kayan cotton to become tummy. If a kain cotton is already in the hospital, is born in the hospital, there's no din that you have to take a kain cotton out. But you're not allowed to bring him in to a place of tumah. What about a woman who's married to a kain and carrying a child? Now that child may be a male. Women, it's only b'nei aharon v'lo b'nei saharon. B'nei saharon not mitzvah on tumah. Only b'nei aharon. So the Shach says, "Also kindly kares kosev arekasim ishin samach vav eishes kaiyishim uberes." If you have a wife of a kain who's expecting, muteresi kares bayal ames, she's allowed to go in. Disvek seiku, it's a double suffix. Shema nefilhu, shema nekevahu. He, I guess, shema nekev. There's a 50-50 chance, male female. And then there's a small chance that the baby is not viable, that the baby will be stillborn or will be miscarried. So therefore, you have Rav, which is a sex faker, to allow the Kayin, the Ashes Kayin Muberes, to go into an Oyel Ames. That's what it says here. The Magen Avram, however, gives a different reason. I believe the Magen Avraham is quoted in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, and there's a tremendous nafkamina between them. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, I'm Berheit Mishem Rekeach, that's the Shach. V'ayim the Magen Avraham, Barachayim Shemem Gimel Beis, Hikshalav, Haibalav Ochi Mutter, the Taira Balua Einai Mitama, V'niach B'tzarachim. You know what that means, Taira Balua? It says if you swallow a ring, somebody swallows a metal ring and then goes to a levaya and then the ring passes out of his body. That ring is tar. The ring is tar. Tar balua, something that's in the stomach, is called balua, swallowed. A double balua is not makabel tumah. Says the Magen Avraham, every child in the mother's womb is balua, is swallowed up by the body. And since it's swallowed up by the body, therefore, it's not makabel tumah. So now you have to hear the difference now. The Shach says it's mutter because of sex sake. Magen Avraham says tara balua nafkamina.
Sonogram.
Somebody takes a sonogram and knows the child is male. Now, bang, you have a big shaila. Once you do the sonogram, no child's male. The Shach's reason falls away. There's no din. There's no sex faker. You know it's a male. The Magen Avraham's reason applies to Mabalua. There's a second question. Are you obligated to take a sonogram in order to, I know the Dirshu Mishnah Brewers bring a big arichas on this, whether you're obligated to take a sonogram, or not obligated to take a sonogram. The halacha is a sex faker that you could be mevarer. You have to be mevarer, as I said in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud. But the Pesachei Tshuva brings from three Gedalei Olam, from the Sivis and the Nidei Behuda and the Chochmas Adam and Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think, that when you have a Svek Sveika, you're only obligated to be Mevarer if you can be Mevarer both Svekas. You follow? I have a heter of Svek Sveika. If I could prove both Svekas, I have to figure it out. But I'm not Mechuyev to be Mevarer one if at the end of the day I'll still be left with a Safek. So it seems there's no obligation to go for a sonogram. But once you have a sonogram, you know, a lot of parents, they don't want to know. I don't know if it's a superstition or fun. I don't know which reason. Some people, they don't want to know if it's a male or a female. So they tell me, they call me with a shaila, whether the wife could go to a levaya. I say, you did a sonogram? Yeah, today it's routine. You do sonograms. So is it male or female? We didn't look at it. We have a sealed envelope. We didn't open it up. We didn't look at it. I tell them, that's not called Efshel Mavarer. I don't have to be Mavarer. That's called, it's Mavarer. You just have to open your eyes and look. You can't say, you know, I'll close my eyes. It's, you know, I'll go into the store, buy something, close my eyes. It's a suffix if it has a Efshel or not, and buy it. It's ridiculous.
They're not always right.
So they're pretty right. And when they say, all right, they're getting better at it. In the beginning, they were wrong more. Usually, they say it's male, they're right.
Yes.
Say it's female, they could miss the signs of a male. But no, you can't. You can tell the kid's a healthy kid, but some children are miscarried. Some go through pregnancy and bang, at a certain point in pregnancy, they just they die. It means all types of navel. There's a right. There's a question that the many pais can hold the svek sveika. Each one has to be right, but we assume svek sveika mitam right, which means if one suffix is 50-50, even if the other one is only 1%, it's enough to turn it into a right. But the Taisus Daf Tesam and Aleph says svek sveika doesn't have to be right, and Pnei Yeshua is matmiya. He says the other Rishayim say it does. It's a good question. Why is it so pasha? What? Uber Yerachimai, then. Depends what Uber Yerachimai means. If it means the Uber is a female, as long as it's Yerachimai, it should be good. The truth is that the Prima Gadim in Shimem Gimel wants to learn that this Shach is talking. He wants to hear Magan Avram's Kash. Magan says the Tumma Balua. Says the Shach is talking by Nekar Havlad Lotzeis. That labor started already. Once labor started, so it's not Tumah B'lua anymore, and that's why he didn't say Magen Avraham, and he answers, I think, Prim Gadim says with that, why does he say it will be Yerachimai? Now we pass it's a suffix, it will be Yerachimai, Lav Yerachimai. But either way, it's not so poshut that an Uber, Lazi Gadel Maktanim should apply to an Uber, whether it's Yerachimai or not Yerachimai.
Why don't we just say Mechan the second sheet of
Tumah B'lua? So why are we just saying Mechan the second sheet by a sonogram? That's the question. So I'll tell you why we're not sure. In Shin Mem Gimel, where the Magen Avraham is found, the Mishnah Brura brings the Shach's reason and does not bring the Magen Avraham's reason. We don't know why. We just see the Mishnah Brura. He says, Eishas Kai Muberes is Mutter, because it's Svek Sveika. He does not bring the reason of the Magen Avraham. What's a possible reason? On the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, I think it's from the Nesiv Chaim, he says, the Magen Avraham says, Tumah Balua. He says Tumah Balua is only a Din Dairaisa, Midrabanan Tumah Balua is Makabal Tumah. But he rejects the Magen Avraham's reason. We are not sure why the Mishnah Brura leaves out the Magen Avraham's reason. And that's why, if someone were to ask me, they had a sonogram and they know, I would tell them not to go to a Levaya, not to go to Beis HaKfaris, and to stay home. Now, the people hopefully will understand. I don't know, you know, it's a situation where we like the Shach, you can't do it. Like Magen Avraham, you could. And even though there are those who defend the Magen Avraham, but it depends. I mean, if the person is the child of the Nifter, it'll tell him to go to the Levaya, because anyway, it might be Heterim. But in cases where it's a grandparent or something, I tell them not to.
Okay.
Could I ask a general question on this Tuma Balua? That's where you have a ring, which is a foreign object. The baby is all...
That's really the question. That's really linked to the question of... It's linked to Obi Yerachima. See, Obi Yerachima means it's an aver of the mother.
Right.
But that is really a heter, not an isser. Because if it's not Tumah Balua, it's part of the mother. If it's part of the mother,
then
it's in the cave.
So you can't do it. No matter what.
Right, this is the sugya of Obi Yerachima. And it's a sugya of Latzmai.
To say that it's under the sea,
that's right. This is a Balua assumes it's not Yerachima. That's why I think it's the Siv Chaim who says it's Nekalotzes. I agree.
All
right, Mr. Shem Sif Beis next week.